The Eaton's catalog usually arrived in early fall and was good for the entire year. Most of the pages were printed black and white on unglazed paper, but 10 or 12 pages were glossy, displaying the more expensive dresses, coats, hats, suits, and dolls in full glorious color. It was like having a city full of stores right in our own home. The hardware store displayed tools such as hammers, saws, and clamps, as well as harnesses, black and shiny on chunky Clydesdale horses with fat, feathery feet. The ladders, paint and brushes, rakes, hoes, and slim garden cultivators made our old tools, with their haywire patches and slivery handles, look positively archaic. The furniture store had bedroom suites with waterfall-top dressers, all matching. For an elegant look in the dining room, we could purchase a huge pedestal table with a buffet, a china cabinet, and 6 matching chairs, 5 ordinary ones, and the daddy one with arms.
I remember when I was young, maybe 6 or 7 years old, being at my grandparents' house in Pointe-du-Lac, Quebec. I would look at all the images from Sears catalogs, and the adults would let me cut from the older issues. I would cut out everything I needed to furnish a house, which was usually a shoebox, but sometimes a large piece of paper. I would arrange rooms such as a living room with the coffee table, lamps, carpet, and a woman, a man, and babies cut out from the Sears catalog. I could do all the rooms in a house. I played that way for hours on end and invented all my stories based on what I had cut and played.
My sister and I had nearly worn out the Eaton's catalog. It contained about 12 pages of toys, and one of the pages was glossy, showing in magnificent color a host of dolls, from the little black one with 2 bumps on her composition head, where red and white ribbon bows were tied, to the elegant Eaton's Beauty that had real hair. Not only did she have real curls, but also real lashes on eyes that shut when she was laid down. She wore a ruffled bonnet, lace-trimmed pantaloons, white socks, and black shiny booties that could be taken off and put on again. And her dress? It was just like a princess's gown, with puffy sleeves and ruffles on the full, long skirt, ruffles that started at the waist and arched down around the hem. The problem was that she cost nearly $20, and we knew very well that she was out of the question. There had been no crop for several years, and we were broke. But it didn't cost anything to dream.